This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Well, guys, looking at the Carr saga, David Carr offered some finality on his brother Derek Carr's future. An appearance on NFL Network's The Insiders. Now, if you weren't convinced, like me, that Derek would stay retired after this season, David Carr claims his brother is definitely done playing and that he's moved on beyond the injury, the shoulder issue. David Carr pointed out that Derek's family, his boys and his little girl are getting older, and he's getting to the point where they want to have their dad around more, and that means more to him than anything else. So we shall see if this is accurate, but supposedly there are no plans for a return to the NFL for Derek Carr.
Well, man, good. God bless him. Good luck to him.
Right.
And I know he's a big-time family man, spend time with the kids. And once the kids get a certain age, we heard Drew Brees. Drew told Bobby and I this, man, you know, for me to spend time with the kids and their adolescent years, because when you're a quarterback, you spend a lot of time away from your family during the season. And so for Derek, if he doesn't come back and play, God bless him.
Yeah, I get it totally.
It just didn't work here.
I blink. My dude's 15 now, going through drivers, you know, ed classes. And it's, I know, it whizzes by in no way, shape, or form am I as busy as an NFL quarterback.
I got an older daughter. She's in her 40s now, you know, and the other one's in the 30s. So, blink. Man, it's like, what? How did that happen? And then I look in the mirror every day and I figure it out. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with the SEC tournament. And just hearing from Mark Etheridge earlier on in the show in the 4 o'clock hour, some of his comments about LSU versus South Carolina, just kicking a team when they're down. If LSU were to sweep South Carolina this weekend, they would be not just at 20 wins in SEC play, but they would guarantee a double bye to the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament in the new format, guys. I was just showing this to my boss earlier that it's changed, and we've talked about this in the past, that what it used to be was a single elimination game in the first round, and then it moved into a double elimination bracket. By the way, Jay Johnson came on his radio show and said that he was against that change. He had voted to keep it the way it was, which I thought was pretty interesting. But with where LSU's at right now in the SEC standings, they're number three behind Arkansas, who's 18-9. LSU owns the tiebreaker over Arkansas. But even if Texas, who is 20-7, were to get swept this weekend, and LSU were to sweep South Carolina, Texas owns the tiebreaker. So the highest that LSU could potentially climb in the SEC standings is number two. In all likelihood, they're going to end with either the number two or the number three seed, and their first game in the SEC tournament will be on Friday, May 23rd in Hoover, Alabama, against either, you know, whoever comes out of the first two rounds, basically. And then it would just basically be a weekend series, guys. It would be Friday, Saturday, and potentially Sunday to win the SEC tournament.
Yeah, Charlie, you mentioned, I thought it was funny, Jay Johnson said about the single elimination tournament now in the SEC tourney. He's like, we're playing basketball now.
He's no, right. He's absolutely right about
it's
that.
It's the exact same format where those top four seeds, the one seed, the two seed, the three seed, and the four seed, all get double byes all the way to the quarterfinals. And it's a single elimination game. So any one of those four teams, all they need to do to win the SEC tournament is win three games. It's like a weekend series.
Guys, the Kansas City Chiefs have become the New York Yankees of pro football. If the scheduling is what's been leaked out is correct, they will become the first team in NFL history to receive 5 primetime games in the first 8 weeks of the season. Week one, they'll play the L.A. Chargers in Brazil. Week three, the Giants on Sunday Night Football. Boy, that'll be a snoozer. Week five, they play the Jacksonville Jaguars on a Monday night game. Week six, they play the Lions on Sunday Night Football. And the one I want to see, week eight, Washington Commanders on Monday Night Football. But I ain't broke you the bad news yet. They also play on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. So
Chiefs Nation's happy.
So, guys, if y'all thought, you know, working every once in a while on Christmas was bad, just think if you got to do things for the Chiefs.
Every year.
Every year you're going to be saddled with that. And they become the team you love to either watch or you love to hate to watch. It's one of the two.
Yeah.
And they ratings get us all across the board with this. And so they become the new New York Yankees of the NFL. We'll be back after our Bet 365 triple option feature to finish it off right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.